السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على سبيله ونهجه ومن استن بسنته ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، وقد قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ودوا لو تكفرون كما كفروا فتكونون سواء فلا تتخذوا منهم أولياء حتى يهاجروا في سبيل الله، فإن تولوا فخذوهم واقتلوهم حيث وجدتموهم ولا تتخذوا منهم وليا ولا نصيرا. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. All praise and all thanks is only due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's given us this beautiful opportunity of gathering on the day of Jumu'ah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of appreciating this day. May Allah ta'ala make it such that every Jumu'ah that comes, we are able to come early to the masjid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that the last day of our life is the day of Jumu'ah. So in this short period of time, I'm just trying to cover one topic. The topic of this LGBTQ, something that we're hearing, some people of us, we may understand, some may not understand, but this is a new fitna that is being created. New fitna relative to us, but the old fitna that had come before in the previous times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made mention as far as this fitna is concerned. Allah Pak has made this insan such that if he brings abdiyat in his life, he brings servitude in his life, he brings this system that he understands that I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can progress to such levels that he can even supersede the malaika. He can even supersede the angels. But the same insan, take out that abdiyat from his life, bring that rabbiyat in his life, that I am Rabb of myself, I can decide the destiny of myself, I can decide what I want to do with my body, I can even decide what gender I am. Take it to such a level, this insan will stoop even below what animals have stooped. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this potential. Unfortunately, this potential of ours, we are not realizing it. We're using this potential in the wrong path. And this abdiyat, the servitude, is something so beautiful. Take a seed and smash that seed into the ground. Let that seed go into the ground, and then from that one seed you'll find 1,000 beautiful other seeds coming out, many seeds coming out benefiting. But the first thing that was needed was for that seed to go in the ground. And take away that humility of going into the ground, forget that seed benefiting itself, it won't be of any benefit to anyone else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such, the system of this world is that those that don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as time is going closer towards Qiyamah, this level of azadi, this level of wanting to be free, that I want to decide everything for myself, I must decide how I behave, I must decide what I want to do, I must decide what is right, I must decide what is wrong. This is completely foreign to the Islamic culture. We are guided by our deen, we are guided by Sharia, understanding at all times that we are the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the history, in the past, there was a very, very similar incident that had occurred, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought it to our attention. Just for our quick understanding, what is this LGBTQ? This is a new system relevant, as I'm saying, to us, that a person can claim that he wants to be two women can claim that they are lesbians. Nobody can tell them anything. A person can claim that I am gay, I am bisexual, I am transgender, and like that it goes on to intersexual, asexual. That's why they got plus at the end. That there can be many, many different things. Q there stands for queer. Person doesn't even know where he stands. What is he? Whether he's a female, he's a male, he's still deciding, he's not sure what he is. So now this is something that is absolutely foreign to the culture. But there's a strong drive currently to make these things acceptable. There's a desensitizing process that is going on, that no, these things must become acceptable. And the first step that they are using is to try and create sympathy. That the people, there are people out there that have got feelings, they got inclination towards other men, try and understand and appreciate. This is something totally foreign to Islam. How can we ever try and accommodate these type of feelings that people have got? Like that woman, they also now, they've got feeling for other women. So first desensitize, understand they've got these feelings, so we got to accommodate. So the first step in this desensitizing process is try and accommodate them. Accept it like a difference of opinion. Wa na'uzu billah. How can we ever think like that? Just to give one example for our understanding purposes. If a person has got an employee working for him, this person is his treasurer. He handles all his internet banking. He handles all his cash. He is his go-to man as far as cash is concerned. If that employee comes to him and tells him that I got inclination, I got desires to take and steal all your money, to pass your money over to people, to just take your money and waste it and steal it. Will this person say, no, these are feelings, let me accommodate you, these things happen? This person will get a shock of his life that this person, I'm trusting him so much, and now he's got this inclinations to steal my money. I've given him all my passwords, I've given him all my cash, all the trade secrets of my business he knows, and he's getting these type of feelings. Would this person ever accommodate that person? Or he's got one employer working for him in the house, and now that employer comes, maybe the gardener, and the gardener tells him that I got feelings, I got inclination to have a relationship with your mother. Will this person ever accommodate this and say that it's acceptable? He'll say, hey, bye. He'll get a shock of his life. He'll tell him, hey, bye, jump in the air, do something else, but you must move very, very far away from me. You're a dangerous person. And to understand this idea of not associating with these type of people, it's dangerous to even accommodate them in style, in thinking, in ways, in approach. I'll give you a few examples of even the demeanor that now is being used. So what happens now is a person suddenly sees the color of the rainbow. This is the colors that they are using, the rainbow colors, and they're shoving it and they're thrusting it to such an extent that even children's toys nowadays are coming in the colors of the rainbow. And they're selling these toys even cheaper than they sell other toys. A friend of mine who sells sportswear, he's telling me that sportswear, sports kits, etc., that are coming in the colors of the rainbow are much cheaper than the other kits to try and promote the sale. Why? The moment you start identifying with the color, visually you start identifying, you'll start identifying with the theme of this people that are trying to shove and promote this culture of accepting this type of behavior. And where does this take? It takes a person right down. It happened before that Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him to a qawm by the name of Sadum. And when he was with these people were such indecent, they were shameless people, they had no shame in them, they were involved in highway robbery, they were involved in deceit, but the outstanding quality was the shamelessness that these people had. And when a person goes in this line, he becomes so shameless that there is no limit to his shamelessness. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَا فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتْ. That if you have lost your haya, then do as you please. There is no limit to the ebb and the low behavior that you will now display. So anyway, these type of people, what had happened was, the outstanding feature was their shamelessness. So what they would do is sometimes when they would sit together, one person will pass wind, another person will pass wind openly, and they think nothing of it. If a man doesn't feel ashamed to be lured, to be nude, if a man doesn't feel ashamed to have open relationship with another man, where is he going to worry about passing wind? Where other acts of haya and morality will mean anything to them? So Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to these people and he explained to them. He said, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. You people are committing such a crime that nobody before you ever did this. Unthinkable that you are thinking men going to men, you are going and you are approaching men to fulfill your desires, something that was unthinkable. He went and he invited them and encouraged them to iman, leave out these filthy practices. But what was their response? La illam tantahi ya lutu latakunanna min al mukhrajin. That if you don't stop, you don't stop from telling us this, what will happen is you will be from those that will be kicked out of the town. You will be removed from the town. Now they started threatening him. Why? He's giving dawat and they are threatening him. The next thing that happened was, they would actually mock at him. Itina bi azabillahi in kunta min as-sadiqin. Bring the azab of Allah on. Call the azab of Allah if what you're saying is true. They started challenging him to this level. Therefore, a person should never lose hope. Yeah, the Nabi of Allah is inviting his people and look how they're responding. But he didn't lose hope. He still gave them the dawat. And now, what he did was he made it very, very clear. He said, Inni li amalikum min al qalin. What you people are doing, I disgust it. I don't like it. It's distasteful. distasteful, it's completely disgusting what your people are doing. Ulama explained from this is that when a person sees wrong, he's very clear about it. He doesn't accommodate the wrong and just look at it. No, he makes it clear that this action of yours is very, very wrong. I don't like it, I disgust it. He speaks out against it. And the next thing that happened now is he saw that these people were not, they were not listening, they were not willing to accept his dawah. Now the next thing that he did was he focused on his family. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ انصُرْنِي عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْمُفْسِدِينَ, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that save me from this, help me O Allah against this mischievous people. I'm giving them dawah, they don't want to listen. And then he made dua for his family. He said, he made dua that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you save me and you save my family from what these people are doing. What actions they are doing, Allah. If a person can't do anything, at least focus on our families. Allah Pak, you save us. Save our families from these actions. Now what had happened is Allah Ta'ala, now the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't play. It takes different forms. It doesn't have to come in the form of atom bomb. It doesn't have to come in the form of Scud missiles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his azab in different ways. So what had happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam as the guests of Lut alayhi salam. So they came towards the evening, just around sunset. They came there as his guests. And they came in the form of very, very handsome young lads. Very handsome young lads. Now these people, filthy minded people, can you imagine when they see handsome young lads, what they would think? So they came to the guest, as guest of Lut alayhi salam. Lut alayhi salatu salam, he took it upon himself that I won't keep any guests in my home because of how these people are behaving. But he was worried that these people now will become subject to abuse of my people. So he decided to take them to his home. And now he took them to his home, and his wife by the name of Waliha, this wife of his also was part of the club of going against and doing these filthy immoral actions. So what she did, she noticed that her husband had brought. Therefore people, we take one note, one lesson from here, that if we got wives that are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wives that are working against us, don't lose hope. This was the wife of who? A Nabi of Allah. And imagine in what filth she was. But yet Allah ta'ala showed us that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through it. So if we have to go through this, don't lose hope. Anyway, she now, what she did was she went on top of the roof of a house, took a piece of cloth and she started waving it to get the attention of the people, to call them that there's some action happening. We got some young lads, handsome lads. In other words, you can come do what you want. Come enjoy your people's selves. Imagine one side the Nabi is trying to protect them. On the other side, his wife is working against him. وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ ضَيْفِي فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونَ. The ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the people of them, the people of the city, they came rushing, excited now, this action that is happening here. They were so excited to fulfill their moral action. They came to see. Now she tells them that it's what happening. Lut alayhi salam comes and he pleads to the people outside his home. He's pleading to them that these are my guests. فَلَا تَفْضَحُونَ. Don't shame me, don't disgrace me. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَلَا تُخْزُونَ. And don't cause any kind of disgrace to me. فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. These people were not interested. They wanted to fulfill their desires. It didn't mean anything what the Nabi was telling them. وَلَقَدْ رَاوَدُوهُ عَنْ ضَيْفِهِ فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُورِ. What had happened now was they tried to open the door and go inside. At that point, now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed him that, listen, yeah, we are angels, we are malaika, don't worry, don't get excited. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such, فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُنَهُمْ فَذُوقُوا عَذَابِي وَنُذُورِ. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam took one tip of his wing and he whacked them, blinded all those people. One tip of his wing blinded all of them. And then the command now that was given to Lut alayhi salam, that what you do is towards the latter part of the night, yourself and your family, your household, move out from here. Don't remain there. Go away from here and don't even look back. وَلَا تَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدُ وَمْدُوا حَيْثُ تُؤْمَرُونَ. Move to where you have been commanded. Don't even look back. So this is what he had done. He like a shepherd would move. I'll just take a few minutes extra, I'll complete now. It's very important to understand that how dangerous this is, the cycle, and how it's being trusted throughout the world. So anyway, just to finish off, then he takes his family towards the last and he goes with his household, this family of his, and he moves. And as he's going, he moves out from there. Then thereafter, towards the earth, just when the sun rose, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, lift up with the tip of your wing 7 cities of this. One tip of the wing lifted up 7 cities. Can you imagine? No earth grading equipment. With the tip of the wing of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, 7 cities were lifted. They were taken up so high, the animals also were taken up, the inhabitants also were taken up. Everything of that city was taken up so high that even the angels could now hear the barking of the dogs, could hear the crowing of the roosters. So high they were taken off, turned upside down and flung back down. Thereafter, they were rained upon continuously with hard clay. Rocks of clay were now rained down upon this nation that disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. This is no small thing. Recently in Saudi Arabia, we are hearing so many things that are happening. We find the ayat of Quran that I recited, Allah Ta'ala has made it such, they're trying to impress the West so much. So much they're trying to impress the West with the discourse, with trying and creating gender inequality, taking women and creating lewdness, creating behaya. But Allah is saying, وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءَ. They don't just want you to impress them with this. They want you must become 100% equal. If you are not 100% equal, they're still not going to be happy. Recently, there was a Grand Prix in Saudi Arabia. One of the drivers there and others also, what they have done, they started staging a protest that there's no gay rights. There's no gay rights in Saudi Arabia. You all are telling us all these other things, but you're still abusing the gays. You must bring gay rights. Allah Ta'ala is saying they'll never be happy until you bring them 100%. In other words, you come onto their kufr. You must be on them 100%, even as far as your iman is concerned. They will never be happy. One of the Grand Prix drivers, famous Grand Prix drivers, even wore a helmet with the colors of the rainbow, in signifying that we should be promoting this LGBTQ way in the city, in the country where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba made effort. Therefore, brothers, this is something very, very serious. Let us be careful. Let us be aware to it. Let us be alive. Let us not promote these colors of the rainbow. Let us be careful that this is going through and it's even affecting the minds of the children. No, everyone has a right. Everyone has a right to choose. Respect everyone. There's no such thing as respect everyone's right. We have to respect Allah. Once we respect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else becomes clear. Take the lessons from Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, inni li'amalikum min al-qalin, that I disgust this action of yours. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. I excuse, ask for maaf for taking extra time. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.